It's the Morning Mess on Demand on 95X.com.
Gannon, Joe Stanley just walked in. Legal Tuesday coming up next. I just asked Joe if he wants a hug.
He said no.
I'm all set. Thanks, buddy. Gorillas, 95X. We'll talk to Joe next. We do have more snow coming tomorrow, just a trace of 2 inches. But I can't believe it. They measured at the airport 11.8 inches officially for Syracuse. So just under a foot.
Yeah.
Some places got up to like 19 inches depending on where you were.
I know when I opened my back door, I had to push the snow with it.
Joe Stanley is here from the Stanley Law Office. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. Well, where Shannon lives, you know, 3 feet is, you know, is considered just a snowflake or two. So that's a
Cortland, yeah, they do
Cortland
get a lot
rocks.
More coming from
no.
Cortland Rocks. down in Skinny Atlas, you guys get pounded or no?
You know, same as here.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, once it starts falling, you know, what's a few inches here or there?
You know.
Why keep track?
And the funniest part about that is seriously, like, you know, down south, that's the difference is, you know, we have the equipment and stuff. We get almost a foot of snow in 24 hours here, and it's like no big deal. Down, this would cripple like the southern states for
days.
Weeks.
Oh.
A week until it was gone.
One of those, God brings it, God takes it away.
Yeah, it's insane. It really is. Joe Stanley, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
I'm striking out on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
I offer Joe a hug and he says, nope, I'm all set. Thanks, Marty. And my wife just calls and I answer the phone call during the Gorilla song and I said, well, good morning, my Valentine. She went, ew. So I guess it's
no better offers than that. Yeah.
Look,
well, I married the right person.
Your love
though.
Has made her physically ill for the next few weeks.
Yes, this is very
so
true.
She doesn't really.
This is very
wait
true.
Till the morning sickness goes away.
With
and
the baby in her
like
belly, she's been very ill. So that's all my fault.
Yeah.
Well,
but thanks. Yeah, everything's your fault.
I'd want to vomit if I had your baby in my belly too.
Thanks, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Well, there's a happy Valentine's Day if I've ever heard one.
You know, see, Joe's playing with the headphones over there. They're completely tangled. This has just been a great morning.
Yeah. I was strangled myself.
I'm striking out, but I did marry the right girl because she can't stand Valentine's Day. She loves it for the kids. You know what I mean? So we do things for the kids. Like this morning, she made a trail of like Hershey Kisses and got our daughter something. And then when I get my son today, he'll get something too. But as far as like, if I get her flowers, she hates flowers. She's like, why would you spend money on something that dies? Don't waste your money. I hate Valentine's Day. I'm like, yes. So I get off the hook pretty easily.
Well, geez, that's perfect.
It is.
It saves you some money and it keeps a list of only the holidays you have to buy for down to a minimum. You know?
It's very true. But she would be like that for Christmas, too. I mean, she always says, don't get me anything. She
well, you know, when they like say, don't get me anything, that's
it's a setup.
Yeah, you don't want to fall for that one.
It's a setup. We talked about that earlier. With the things that make you the most miserable. And for me, it's when your alarm goes off late and you get up late because then your whole day is shot. But someone said that what makes them miserable is like when they asked their wife, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. And then when they say something, no, I don't want that. They say something else. I don't want that. Just tell me what you want.
Because I don't know what I want, but I know I don't want that.
You know what that's called? The joys of marriage. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that's called.
It's called make your own damn dinner.
That might be the answer.
That's I'll make mine, you make yours, we'll both be happy.
Joe Stanley's going to plead the fifth on this entire conversation. What makes Joe Stanley miserable? Is there anything that like just sets you off?
You a list. Come to my office and I'll give you a list.
I mean, just, you know, when you wake up late, it just completely throws your day off.
Well, that is true. That is
like
true.
You're just screwed up the rest of the day.
Or just having a bad night's sleep, you know, when you don't sleep well.
Yeah.
And even, you know, you toss and turn, you get up, your whole next day is just, you know, you're just not functioning the way you would if you're well
very
rested.
True.
You know, there's a huge difference between, you know, a well rested night and whatever's. You wake up with a good night's sleep, you are on top of the world, and, you know, you wake up. Usually when you wake up and you miss the alarm, it's because you didn't sleep well all night. You want to keep sleeping.
Or you slept too good.
Yeah.
And you're
true.
In a deep sleep, right?
Yeah.
Joe Stanley is here. This segment is brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices. And it's time for Legal Tuesday. So with that said, if you have a question for Joe legally and he can help point in the right direction, then we'd love to hear from you. The text line, 629-9570. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Ask your question there. It's Marty and Shannon, 95X on Facebook. Or simply give us a call in the studio right now. We only have about 15, 20 minutes of questions for Joe. So it's 421 9595, or you can contact Joe and the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, how do they do that?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The number is 1-800-608-3333, and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
And we're going to go right to it next. So give us a call, 421-9595, Legal Tuesday next on The Morning Mess with the Stanley Law Offices.
Traffic is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
95X traffic.
From the right now.
Traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please remove all laptops and
legal. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Syracuse Rock Alternative 95X is The Morning Mass. We are Marty and Shannon. Joe Stanley is here from the Stanley Law Office. It is Legal Tuesday. Now is the time to give Joe a call. 421-9595, taking your legal questions. And as Joe always says, we get some good questions in here and emails too, right, Joe?
Yes, absolutely. People keep up with keeping themselves busy. I can say that. And you know, I just had an old friend who I've known for a while. And this is somebody who really doesn't ask many questions. And he had a particular family situation that he had waited a little bit too long. And he called me up and he knew me and he knew I would tell him. And I said to him, why did you just call me when this first happened so you wouldn't have all these problems? He goes, you know, I don't want to bother you. And it was, and this is somebody I've known. And, and you know, because he waited too long, it gets complicated. You know,
if you're the longer you waited,
well, and if you're not sure what to do, and you know, it's like a little bit of a maze. If you're not sure what to do and you take the road to the left, you may end up with just a bunch of roadblocks, you know, and then you got to go all the way back. And sometimes you just keep going in the maze and you never get anywhere.
Well, like we like to say here, no legal question's a dumb question because it's better to ask before it gets too late and you get yourself in a bind. Mm-hmm. People not only do it when it comes to legal things or issues in their life, but with their health too. They'll put things off and then all of a sudden you're a lot worse than you probably could have been if you tackled it to start with, right? I mean, you can compare it to that.
Yes, yes. Those old adages, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, came from somewhere.
Yeah. Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the direct line to the studio, 421-9595. Don't go it alone. Call Joe. And Joe, how can they contact you at your office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And the number is 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com.
We got a text message at 629-9570. I had an IUD in 2009 and experienced heavy cramping and bleeding for months. I went in for an ultrasound, was told the IUD came out. Fast forward to 2014, I had severe pain. A CT scan found the IUD perforated. It was in my colon, requiring emergency surgery. Can I do anything about that?
It's 2014. Well, you got the statute of limitations. If it's a products liability case, it's 3 years. If it's a medical malpractice case, it's 2.5 years. You're running out of time or ran out of time. You should really talk to somebody as soon as possible about the facts being more detailed. You may very well have had a claim way back. And then if it's the same medical group that was treated you over that same time that tolls the statute, gets very complicated if it's medical negligence. If it's a products liability case, in other words, that the product failed, that's 3 years from you when you're hurt. So that may still be in existence depending on, you know, when you got injured in 2014, because this is 2017. Yeah. So you need to talk to somebody about it. If you want to give me a call or an email, we can talk about it briefly and have you come in. And you got to do it soon, because these are one of those deals which we just mentioned. You can't really wait. And because there are statutes of limitations, which means that the time runs out. And in New York and a lot of different states, there's no tolling. And there are some circumstances that you may not even know you have an injury from a medical negligence situation, and the statute of limitations has expired. So it gets to be tricky.
So the direct line to the studio is 421-9595. Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday at 95X. We do have someone on hold. They don't want to go on the air, so we'll wait on that one. And Joey, you can take that call off the air. Okay. Hey, we respect your private, too. You know, if you want to remain anonymous, we could definitely do that. But the direct line is 421-9595. The text line 629-9570. Now is the time to ask questions for Joe Stanley.
This is Jamie in Brewerton wants to know, excuse me, I work a forklift and got hurt, had surgery, getting workers' comp. My doctor released me to a sedentary job, but my job doesn't offer that position. Will the insurance company make me look for a desk job somewhere else?
Well, presumably you had a workers' compensation lawyer, and you should discuss this situation with them. If you've been classified as a permanent partial disability because of your injury, and then they won't let you come back within your limitations, you're allowed, you're paid at a certain rate based on your level of disability. They will make you go look for jobs that you can do within your training, okay? And that depends on your age and backgrounds. This, again, a pretty complicated question. So you have to stay in the job market, but you don't have to look for jobs that aren't within your skill and training. But this may be a situation where you might want to check out vocational retraining. A lot of times they offer that for more sedentary work. Different kind of work where you don't have to risk re-injuring yourself and maybe even have a better job security situation. But if you want to send me an email or call me on that, we can talk about that also, because that's a tricky situation. If you don't have a lawyer already, if you have a comp lawyer, you should talk to them about it.
Joe is here, Joe Stanley. It's a Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. And you can reach out to Joe anytime at the Stanley Law Office, as he's bringing us this segment. Main thing is, don't go it alone. You can call Joe. And Joe, how do they reach you again?
Sure. Email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And do get some good ones. And it's 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com.
All right, last chance to call the studio. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want Joe to be able to answer this one off the air. But if you want to ask Joe a question, it's 421-9595. And we'll be back with more questions for Joe next on The Morning Mess. This is Tuesday, so it's our Legal Tuesday segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe and he can help you out. Joe, what's the number?
Sure. My number is 1-800-608-3333. My email, joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And stanleylawoffices.com.
And we respect your privacy. Mm-hmm. Joe was nice enough just to take a call off the air, which just blew my mind and very complicated. But we will respect the privacy, too. I mean, we're not going to blow your spot up, but Joe is here to help you out. So whether you want to do it on air, off air, or contact Joe at the office, you can definitely do that.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask. And believe me, that last question was a fabulous question, and it's one of those things he's asked early. Very smart.
Yes.
Because those are kind of situations, if you don't ask early, you could end up with a whole lot of problems.
Well, to make it real simple, contractors doing any work on houses, you got to be careful.
Well, you know, you right? need to have somebody reliable.
Right.
Don't ever pay. Get receipts for everything. Don't pay until everything's done, and document the things that aren't done, and then keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Shannon, we just got a text with a question for Joe.
This is a good question, Joe. My ex left her crap at my place. How long do I have to wait before I can throw it away legally? She's refusing to respond to messages and come get it and being very uncooperative.
Okay. Now, the answer to that is that your ex, meaning that...
Married or girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Ah.
That's the big difference.
I mean, if it's an ex-wife, then all the property should have been split up in the divorce and she should have been sent on her way. You know what I mean? I presume this is just an ex-girlfriend. And the answer is you need to send them a letter registered in a regular mail saying, come and get this stuff, you know, in 10 days, or I'm going to sell it or give it away, or throw it away, whatever you're going to do with it. And if they don't do it, then, you know, you're not obligated to maintain.
You're not a storage facility.
No.
No, or you could do that, too. I mean, I know people who've actually done that. They'll actually rent a storage facility just for 1 month.
Here you go.
They move everything out,
month.
And they put it, and they say, hey, here's your stuff. It's in the storage facility. I paid for it for 1 month.
Well, but they won't let you do it for 1 month, and you're on the hook for a contract. No, I would never. Don't do that.
That's why I'm not a lawyer.
That's spending your own money. That's spending your own money to keep someone else's junk around that's not even yours.
Yeah.
I mean,
sell it. Oh.
Sell it or donate it to charity.
Yeah,
or
donate
whatever.
It.
It's his girlfriend. He just sent text back. He's listening
okay,
right now.
So,
if she doesn't come get it after her legal notice, then donate it to John from In My Father's Kitchen.
Yeah, because seriously, somebody can use it, and then you have a receipt that you donated, and you have all the documents because you're not obligated to. It's been abandoned. I mean, after you notify them, if they don't want to come and get it, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
and that doesn't stop somebody if she's ticked off at you, she might sue you once you do that. So, but just be prepared and keep all the documentation.
Joe Stanley's here. We do this every Tuesday. Great questions again, and we'll do it again next Tuesday. Don't go it alone, though. Contact Joe. And Joe, how can you reach out to your office?
Sure. My private email, joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Number is 1-800-608-3333. And happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. Before we let you go, the Morning Messers, they love Joe Stanley. I mean, a lot of fans that listen to us love you. I'm not sure if you're busy Friday morning, but we want to give you the open invitation. Farmer Scott, Tara, Gordon Wood, Tattoo John, a whole bunch of us.
I know all these people.
You do?
They love you. And they wanted to know if you'd be available Friday to judge the chili cook-off that we have going on. I'm going to make my own chili dish. Shannon's making hers. And we got the other listeners that are coming to do theirs, too. So it's entirely up to you. We'll throw that.
Oh,
you don't
sure.
have to answer
Where
us
is
now.
It here?
Yeah. Right here at the studio.
Oh, what time?
8 o'clock.
Oh, sure.
So 8 o'clock if you want to pop in.
He won't bribe me this time like he did with the steak.
No,
like he did
I didn't
with the
bribe
steak.
You.
He's never made chili before. He's not going to win.
So we're trying to come up with an award, and we figured like a bottle of Tums that we can make like the Golden Tums Award to give away, right? Yeah. To go along with chili. Would that be good?
Or the hottest peppers the ones you can burn somebody's mouth off with. There you go.
Now that's good. We need gloves to hand out the award.
So we can definitely do that. But, because we gave away the golden spatula that I still have in my office. But you're more than welcome to come.
I'll be here.
Well, there you go.
Are we doing it outside?
No, we're going to do it inside. No. Everything, we're bringing crock pots in so we can do it where it's nice and warm. Are you a chili person?
I like chili, but I don't,
Do you like spicy or not spicy?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I like it good.
That's the problem is chili, when you have good chili, you've got good chili. Otherwise, it's just chili.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's just hot. It's hot enough.
You know when you've got a good bowl of chili.
I'm going to warn you right now, I've never done chili in my life because I hate chili with a passion.
Because you've never
beans.
Had the right bowl.
I don't like kidney beans. You can do it without beans.
Traditional chili doesn't have beans.
You can make it any way you want.
Maybe I'll make it Cincinnati style with spaghetti.
No, Cincinnati style chili is disgusting. It's not real chili and there are beans in it.
You can make it with buffalo meat in it and you can make it with all sorts of different things.
You can make it with turkey and chicken.
Yeah. I'm going to come up with something different.
You can make a white chili.
Yeah.
You can bet that Chef Way Marti will be on it, okay?
Okay, we'll see.
It can't come from Wendy's,
awesome.
Though.
Awesome. Well, Joe, thank you for...
Who tried that chili? I think we know somebody who tried that chili. To think of the Wendy's, it came from some grocery chain. That who did that?
Oh, Jay Money!
Yeah.
Jay
Money.
That lying SOB.
I love it. Joe, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
So there you go. He's agreed to come in on this Friday, and we're going to do the chili cook-off.
All right. I'll be here. I'm going to mark it in my book so I don't forget.
There you go. Yeah. That's